In just 18 days, this nation will celebrate, or a portion of this nation, or people within this nation, will celebrate the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortions in America. Interestingly enough, Time Magazine is doing an article on this 40-year anniversary. And the article is amazing in that it presents just the opposite of what we would expect from Time Magazine. The mainstream media will get around to covering abortion this month as the nation marks its 40th years of legalized abortion. And I just did a podcast on what this abortion has accomplished, the number of children that we've been lost. But now I want you to listen to a two-minute presentation from the author of the article in Time Magazine. You can't read the article unless you purchase the magazine or a subscriber, but the two-minute presentation or summary of the article is available on YouTube, and it's free. And so I've turned it into an audio, and it's just exceptional and encouraging. I hope you'll continue listening to this short two-minute summary of the article. And then once you're done listening, I hope you'll send us your comments at pastorat@bbc.gmail.com. So that's pastorat@bbc.gmail.com, or post them directly to this short podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
This January is the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which was the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion in America. It might surprise some people to know that in the 40 years since that decision, the pro-choice movement has lost a lot of ground. Here's what you need to know. It might seem as though the re-election of Barack Obama and a lot of Democrats back to the Senate might indicate that the pro-choice movement is actually on a winning trajectory right now. But actually, abortion policy in America is primarily governed at the state level, and this is where pro-life advocates have been really successful. They've pushed for passage of a lot of state laws that limit access to abortion through waiting periods, parental notification laws, ultrasound laws, and also specialized zoning rules that abortion clinics have to follow. Another problem that the pro-choice movement has is that it's in the midst of a generational fight. A lot of the women that run the feminist and pro-choice legacy organizations in America are baby boomers who were around when Roe v. Wade was decided. And right now, there are a lot of millennial activists in their 20s and some in their 30s that are fighting for power of these organizations, and it's created tension within the movement. Probably the most daunting challenge that the pro-choice movement faces is that public opinion about abortion has shifted over the last 40 years. While about 3/4 of Americans believe abortion should be legal in some or all circumstances, people have a more nuanced view of abortion itself. This has a lot to do with the widespread use of prenatal ultrasound, as well as neonatology, which has made huge advances in saving the lives of babies born prematurely. And this has changed the way Americans feel about unfettered access to abortion. Americans generally believe that abortion should be legal, but that it should be limited and regulated. The pro-choice movement hasn't really done a good job of adapting to this shifting public opinion, and that's left it kind of stranded in the past.